1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. More bloodshed in the ongoing war in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas.
A devastating Israeli airstrike on the largest refugee camp in Gaza. The health ministry, that's run by Hamas, says at least 52 people killed. Residents pulling out survivors, some children coated in dust and debris. Shell-shocked residents looking on in horror, overcome with anguish. This man claiming the body of a child is inside the bag he's holding.
ABC's Ian Panel. In New York City, Donald Trump Jr. is expected on the stand in the $250 million fraud trial of his father, former President Trump, and whether he illegally inflated his assets. There's also an ongoing trial in Colorado aimed at keeping Trump off the ballot in 2024, citing the 14th Amendment that disqualifies someone who engages in an insurrection. This is ABC News. Hitting the picket lines today, teachers in Oregon's biggest district.
Teachers in Portland set to walk off the job Wednesday as the district and teachers union have been unable to reach a deal on a labor contract following months of negotiations. Dr. Renard Adams, a negotiator on behalf of the school district, says,
"We have already offered a cost of living increase that is more than our increase in revenue. We know the union's bargaining team believes that is insufficient, but we cannot responsibly accept their proposed 23% increase."
A strike of this magnitude never seen before in Oregon. The strike will affect Portland Public Schools' 45,000 students. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
As we all work through our leftover Halloween candy, Thanksgiving is just a few weeks away, and the folks at Wells Fargo say,
"Things are going to be a little bit more expensive this year than last year. So turkey's kind of the exception to the rule this year that it's actually cheaper than a year ago."
Dr. Michael Swanson, chief agricultural economist at the Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute. Justin Finch, ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
Craig Counsell is now a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After 9 years as the Brewers manager, Craig Counsell is now a free agent. His contract with the crew expired yesterday. Reports say he has met with the Cleveland Guardians and now the New York Mets. Counsell earned $3.5 million in Milwaukee last season and is looking to significantly raise the bar on pay for Major League Baseball managers. The Rangers won 11-7 over the Diamondbacks last night in Game 4 of the World Series. Texas jumped out to a 10-0 lead, but the D-backs came back. The Texas Texas Rangers now up 3-1 with Game 5 tonight at 7 o'clock in Phoenix. NFL, the Packers with a surprise move, trading defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Bills in exchange for a third-round pick in the draft. College football, the Badgers play against Indiana Saturday. Luke Fickell for an update on quarterback Tanner Mordecai's fractured hand.
I got no updates for you. You know, it comes down to a lot to what Tanner can do.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 38. Southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 27. Daytime highs approaching 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 20.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number 2 of Mino the Mayor here in WGBW, WISN. 29 degrees in Green Bay, 29 degrees in Appleton, 27 degrees in Oshkosh.
We're on a big station now. Did you notice that, Jim?
What's that?
He said WISN.
Did I say that?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I'm sorry, WISS. For all of our Milwaukee listeners downtown on the lakeshore. Joining us right now, originally from the mean streets of Chicago, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN's own Rob Domofsky.
Morning, John.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Rob.
I'm good. How are you?
How much do I owe you for getting up half an hour earlier than you wanted to get up?
Change the time. We change the time on you.
No comment.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for getting up.
Thank you very much. Hey, it was good seeing you at the game the other night. That was a fun game. GB against St. Norbert.
Yeah, that was one way to describe it.
close right down to the end for an exhibition game. I'll take that.
You got to admit, last year, Rob, there's so many blowouts, and everybody left at halftime last year, and people kind of stayed. I mean, it was a one-point game. I thought it was great that there are two local teams and a lot of.
I just don't know that it's a very good sign for GB's future that St. Norbert hung with them all the way.
So, yeah, I agree.
It was definitely fun, definitely entertaining.
Yes. They hung with them, but when Johnny and I were going to leave weren't they up by 15 in the beginning? And we're like, wow. Anyway, it turned out to be a great game, and I'm glad people support that. Tickets are reasonable, the beer's good, parking's easy, so I just hope more people go to that this year than last year.
I agree. Hey, Rob, well, let's talk a little bit. First of all, Mr. Douglas from the Packers now in Buffalo. What's the skinny, brother?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a surprise, I guess. I thought maybe they would move somebody, one of their veterans. I just didn't think it would be Rasul Douglas, to be honest. I thought maybe Preston Smith or Devondre Campbell or, you know, somebody like that. I mean, Rasul Douglas is kind of they're not overly deep at cornerback right now. That's the thing. I mean, Jair Alexander's got the bad back. Eric Stokes is on injured reserve. So it's not like they have like a huge, you know, depth chart at cornerback, but look, I'm sure the Bills called and made him a pretty good offer, and they took it. You know, I don't know that we need to look into it any deeper than that necessarily, but you know, it was a little bit of a surprise. I thought just given the position that he played, I was not overly surprised that they moved somebody. Though they were definitely going to be sellers instead of buyers.
So what does this say to Valentine, the defensive back? Is it his job then?
You're up, man. Yeah. I mean, definitely. You know, Carrington Valentine was a guy in training camp who seemed like he made a play every day.
Right.
Like literally every day, 37 was doing something. You know, it's been a little bit tougher for him once he's gotten his chances in the regular season, which is to be expected. But, you know, the thing that it says overall, and not that we didn't already know this, but look, it just further cements that this is a rebuilding year, a year to figure out sort of what they have and, you know, to stockpile draft picks, to stockpile salary cap space. You know, it's not just the draft pick that they gained, but they're going to gain, like, I think it's like a little over $6 million in salary cap space next year from this move. So they need to retool, figure out what they have, retool, reload next year.
We're talking with Rob Domofsky of ESPN, a gentleman that once flipped off the mayor. Go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
I knew that was coming.
And it's true. We speak the truth here. Hey, Rob, from players to coaches, I mean, Raiders made a move. I watched the Vegas.
Yeah, how about that?
Right? I watched the Vegas odds, and I was surprised. I got to be honest with you. I don't follow football nearly as close as you and Johnny, but I was surprised that LaFleur's name came up on an odds list in, like, the top 5-6. Do you think there's any chance of that? I don't, but... Well,
I don't really, Jim. I think, you know, look, Vegas is trying to get people to bet something, right?
Right.
So they're trying to get people to put money down. I would assume that Packers president Mark Murphy looked at this and said, you know what? It's Jordan Love's got a 2-year contract, essentially, and he's going to get, you know, he, Goody, LaFleur, they're all kind of tied together, and they're going to see where they're at the end of, at the end of 2 years, which is the end of 2024. The interesting thing is that Mark Murphy has to step down as president in July of 2025. That's the bylaws of the Packers. At 70, the president and any board member, you know, is done. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens at that point. Does Mark Murphy make one more move before his time as president is over, or does he, you know, sort of leave that to the next person, whoever that may be?
Let me ask this, though, too, Rob. What's happened to the NFL? I mean, you know, years ago you'd give somebody 5 years. You know, it's like, oh, it's only year two or year three. And now they're pulling the pin so much quicker, aren't they?
Yeah, Josh McDaniels signed a 6-year contract in with the Raiders, and he was fired after, a season and a half, basically? I think it's just, look, there was always a ton of money at stake with these owners and trying to sell tickets and be successful and all that. And it's increased 100-fold, you know, in the last decade and a half or whatever. And there's just no more time. You can't, you know, if you think you're not headed in the right direction, you know, most places are going to make a move like that. Now, there are owners that are way more impulsive than others. And I think Mark Davis in Vegas is definitely one of those. Like, patience is not the Davis middle name.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's just, his dad was the same way. Right.
Right.
You know, certain places are going to be a lot more patient. I mean, you know, one of the things about Green Bay, kind of getting back to Jim's point about LaFleur, is there is no owner whose own financial stake is at risk here, you know? So, you know, I think you get a little bit more organizational stability that way. There's definitely organization. I mean, Pittsburgh's a place that doesn't tend to fire people very quickly. Baltimore, same way. And like, look, those places are successful, and there's a reason.
What about Jordan Love? I mean, I was so high on him coming in. I thought he had all the tools. Yeah. He's got physically, he's got everything you need. But all of a sudden, or not all of a sudden, you guys saw this a lot more at every training camp. Those deep balls are really glaring right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. That was the one thing in camp that, you know, was definitely missing was the deep ball. I think I remember when we talked about that. But, you know, it just looks to me, you can be successful without being a great deep ball thrower, but you have to be ultra confident in everything else. And it looks to me right now like he's just lost a little bit of rhythm and confidence. You know, this is a hard spot for him because he doesn't have anybody he can sort of rely on as a go-to guy.
I mean, right.
Think about it for him from his perspective. You know, his best player was probably Aaron Jones, best skill player, and he's barely played this year. He lost left tackle David Bakhtiari, the best offensive lineman on the team and one of the best in the league, and you know, I just think that probably creates a little bit of doubt in his mind. And he just hasn't had anybody that's made a play for him. I mean, Christian Watson hasn't really done that.
No.
In training camp, I thought Luke Musgrave was going to be a huge part of the offense. And he's been okay, you know, but it just hasn't, like, he hasn't stood out or anything. So I just think that's, it's been hard for him. And that's the one thing, this whole year was an evaluation of whether he could be the guy or not. And I'm not sure you're getting a fair evaluation of him because he just, you know, just because of the cast around him. So I think that's the difficult part of this is, do they know? You know, I thought by now they might know. I don't know if they know or not.
But Rob, what about, you know, on the technical side, but what about his leadership? Some people are questioning that a little bit. He's not tough enough. And, you know, I don't know. I what about that? Because that's, you know, the quarterback really has really looked at a leader.
Yeah, I haven't heard that, Jim. But, you know, if that's out there, I don't know. I think that takes time to develop that. I mean, I don't know that Aaron Rodgers was, was people were, you know, hanging on his every word the first year. Or so. I don't see that necessarily as an issue with Jordan. He's not the most vocal guy in the world, but he's pretty calm and he's pretty steady and he's pretty positive. So I don't know.
I'm glad to hear that from you.
Well, you can't. Yeah. You know, I will say this, like, Jim, and I'm not just talking about pro football, but I'm going back to, like, I don't care if you're talking Little League, seventh grade basketball, whatever it is. You can't force leadership. That either it's an innate thing that's hard to bottle, and you either have it or you don't. And I think that transfers all the way to the NFL, don't you, Rob?
Yeah, you know, people know if it's fake.
John, exactly. Right? Like, yes. I mean,
and same thing with coaching. Like Nathaniel Hackett, fake. You know, and people sniff that out pretty quick. Like that was I knew that was never going to work in Denver or any place as a head coach. It's just that doesn't work. That rah rah crap doesn't really work if it's not your, you know, if
that's not your MO,
you.
If it's not genuine right from the heart.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, like who's the coach over the college coach in Minnesota, PJ Fleck.
Yes.
You know, maybe it works for him because it's real.
Like, roll the boat.
Because it's his real personality. I tend to think it's a little bit phony, but, you know, I guess it's working to a degree.
You know what I don't like? Yeah. Can I throw somebody? You know what I hate about college coach? You know what I, you know, the type of coach I, by doing one thing, it says who you are that really bugs me. If they run out ahead of their team from the tunnel, I hate that. Him and Jim Tressel have always done that. Let these kids have the glory.
Yeah.
You're 58 years old. You don't need to be running out leading the team on the field.
Yeah, no, I didn't realize that he did that. But, yes, that's I would agree with that. But, I mean, like, getting back to the leadership point, like, it has to develop over a period of time. And I know Jordan's been here for 3.5 years or whatever, but this is really, he's really 7 games into his time as the quarterback. It's not going to be, you're not going to be an instant leader that way.
Yeah, right. Good point. Well, we're talking with Rob Domofsky. Rob, you know, we had Cliff Kristol on here a couple of weeks ago, and Jim asked him the question. Okay. He said, did you pull for the team? Did you whatever? And he goes, hey, let me tell you something. Game day is just a work day. He said, you don't even concern yourself with that. You just concern yourself with getting the job done. That's still the truth in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It definitely is. I mean, look, there's kind of the joke, you can't spell media without me. You know, you root for the story. You root for what might be most interesting to the readers, to the fans. But you're not rooting for an outcome, necessarily. You know, it's easier to talk to players when they're winning, but sometimes when they're losing, it's really interesting as well. And the worst kind of seasons are like 8-8. Like, those are kind of like, you know, well, they're not good enough to be, you know, to be writing anything great about them, but they're not bad enough to where it's going to be, like, interesting enough where there's going to be major changes. So
you're the man, Rob.
We love what you're doing.
You sort of root for the story.
There you go.
Thank you, buddy. Rob Domofsky, thank you for joining us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents. 11/30/2023. From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. You ever notice how many times Todd says, gives me the go, and he doesn't have my mic turned on? I have to. He does it on purpose. Did you know that? He does it on purpose to throw me off my game. That's the way he is.
To keep you in your game. Mm-hmm. That's so good.
This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. We're going to be talking with Ryan here in just a little bit. Family owned since 2008, commercial and residential restoration. They will be there in an hour or less. They not only help you with your current sewer backup, sump pump failure, or water damage, they help prevent future problems such as mold as well as fire damage. They help secure your building or home to prevent more damage. Midwest Restoration has heart and understands your situation. They go above and beyond. This is what they promise you. If you've got an issue, a serious issue, they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If they don't answer, we'll give you Jim Schmidt's home phone number, and he'll run out there.
John, what? Read the ad.
Phone 920 Midwest. If you have water issues, fire issues, mold issues, phone 920 Midwest. We're going to be talking with Ryan here in just a little bit.
Yeah. Great company, and just to have in your court, they're the best. Hey, we're going to shift gears a little bit.
Thanks to Rob Domoski. Sorry we cut him off a little bit there. Just the
Rob, that was
heartbreak.
Great.
Rob, thank you so very much, buddy. You're the best.
We love you at ESPN. We're glad you're covering our Packers. So this weekend, a lot going on. One of the major things going on is there's a fun, enjoyable fundraiser for the new community shelter. And as I've talked about many, many times, you know, my heart's with that place. They do a great job in this community of getting people out of homelessness. That is their goal, and that's what they do. And it costs money, right? We have counselors on staff there. We have the staff of people that administer the whole operation. It's a small, I don't know, I always look at ways to explain that place. It's kind of like a small college, right? There's classrooms there. There's places to stay. There's lunch, meals. And anyway, it costs money. And we have our 28th annual Bowl-a-thon coming up, which is a great afternoon. And to talk more about that is Shannon Cohen, who is the new community shelter development director. So, Shannon.
Ooh. Director. I appreciate
the promotion.
The promotion.
Okay. Hey, you just pulled into a really badass car, okay? When in that thing. I mean, I told him, I said, it looks like the mafia's pulling up out here.
He did say that.
Because he was talking about Al Davis. He said, be careful talking about the Davis family. They carry violin cases. And all of a sudden this big black car pulls up right outside of our window. I'm like, holy crap, that was quick.
They don't mess around. Uh-huh. They know where you are. Yes. Anyways, Shannon, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So what's going on?
Oh, getting ready for our bowl-a-thon on Saturday. Super excited. This is our 28th year. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We like to kind of end off the year with a bang. And why not with fun? I mean, we got bowling. You get 3 games of bowling. We have a steak dinner that is prepared, grilled on site by JBS. They donate the meat, the grillers, everything. It's amazing. Them.
I'd say it's pretty fresh meat if it's coming from JBS.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's
hey, don't just slaughter Sally right there. Or bring it on over to the bowling alley.
Yeah, they're still like cutting hair.
Oh, they are, man. So they grill a steak dinner, and it you get there, and that's just a lot of fun. 28 lanes of bowling.
Oh, I think we're at 46.
Oh, 46.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so
okay.
And we still
50
have room.
Was the goal,
there's still
wasn't
room.
There?
Yeah, there's still room.
There is still room.
It's $500 for a team.
Correct.
And get your friends together. It goes to a great cause. And once you get there, it's pretty much all-inclusive, right? You got
exactly. We have basically right when you walk in the door, we have a free gift that is courtesy of Triangle Distributing. So that's amazing. Then you get your bowling. You don't have to pay for your shoes, anything like that. You get the free steak dinner and then free beer and soda courtesy of Triangle.
Isn't that nice? What a great afternoon. And there's so many good people there. I mean, I don't know how many people show up, 50 times 4, but a couple hundred people that are there. And right.
Wait, did you struggle just now? Todd? Did he just struggle at 50 times 4?
No, I
don't know how many people are. It's like 50 times 4. I don't know.
50 lanes, four at 5 people, 250. Whatever. I'm trying to say it's a great event to get out. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's obviously inside, warm, just a great atmosphere. And the money goes to such a great cause.
Exactly. So, and what's really amazing about it is that we have a donor that covers all the expenses. So truly, all the proceeds from the event come right back to the shelter.
Which is awesome.
And we have an amazing auction. I don't want to leave that out because it is phenomenal.
Johnny and I put in a good gift basket.
You guys did.
Thank you.
We came through.
Thing here, what's the mayor's bowling average, Mino?
Ooh, yeah. No, we're not going to go there.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. At least, like, the score doesn't matter.
I asked if they could put up those, what are those called?
The bumpers.
The bumper bowl. Yeah.
Absolutely. They, said no. They have and then they got the dinosaur where you can roll the ball down.
Oh, fun. Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny?
When I went to
the glam band that night, Manitowoc County Fair.
Yes.
And the drummer, his dad was there. Hey, you must have a daughter about my son's age. I said, oh, probably. And she goes, I remember you used to come on Saturday mornings to bumper bowl with your daughter. He said you'd sit there and read the sports page the whole time.
You done it?
But that was fun, bumper bowl.
We have the Dennis from the Glam Band is going to be bowling with us. He's on our team.
And Ace, right?
And Chef Ace is going to be bowling on our team.
We got a couple the mayor. Hello.
Oh, good. I'm glad he's coming.
Stop it.
That is the first time he ever referred to himself as former mayor.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Good call.
Hey, tell us how.
Nothing gets past Todd. His name is Todd. Nothing gets past him.
So there's people listening. They're like, hey, look, I want to donate. I want to contribute. I want to put a team together or a business that wants to donate. What's the process?
I mean, you can go right on our website, newcommunityshelter.org. Go to our events page, and we have a bowl-a-thon page.
Okay.
Or you can just call the shelter. There's a nice little prompt when you call to get a hold of me. Or you can just ask someone at the front desk, and I can get you set up, and we can get you in.
Okay, you said this is your biggest fundraiser?
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Okay, enjoy that while it lasts.
Why?
Because we've got a new fundraiser that's going to bring in more money than this. Yes.
You were listening. Good. For the shelter. I don't know how much we're going to sell them for, but thousands we're going to sell.
I'm hoping. I mean,
we'll sell thousands. I don't know if we're going to sell them for $10, $7, $5. I don't know what the price point is, but it's going to be a great fundraiser.
I think $5 sounds good. What do you think, Todd?
I think so. $10 seems a little high.
And okay. I still want to find how we're going to make thousands of passes.
All right,
we have several busloads of people from Honduras coming in.
Anyway, the bowl-a-thon, proceeds go to the new community shelter over on Mather Street. This is the 28th annual bowl-a-thon. It's just a great, it's Green Bay, all at a Schwabin and Lanes, just really celebrating, having a lot of fun. Free soda, free beer, free steak dinner. There's a silent auction, some great gifts that have been donated. I was looking at some of those yesterday.
And I think the most important part is you're helping our community.
Absolutely.
Feeding our community and helping people in our community, which is huge. I mean, we're serving around 250 meals a night, every night. So figure out the cost of that.
We have 100 residents living there that are getting out of homelessness because of the program that you provide there.
You provide food and shelter. What more can you ask?
Right.
And
it works.
It works.
That's the beauty of us.
And we have amazing success.
All right. So we'll see everybody Saturday at noon.
That's the beauty of us.
I like us.
I do volunteer there.
You put in a lot of time.
I do. And I love it.
All right.
So this Saturday, noon, at Schwabin and Bowling Lanes. Go to the website or call the community shelter. Come bowl with us. It's a great cause.
Can I borrow your 1964 Impala sometime?
You bet.
Thank you. Does your husband know that?
No. Now he does.
Okay. Might on the Bear, back right after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. More bloodshed in the ongoing war in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas.
A devastating Israeli airstrike on the largest refugee camp in Gaza. The health ministry, that's run by Hamas, says at least 52 people killed. Residents pulling out survivors, some children coated in dust and debris. Shell-shocked residents looking on in horror, overcome with anguish. This man claiming the body of a child is inside the bag he's holding.
ABC's Ian Panel. In New York City, Donald Trump Jr. is expected on the stand in the $250 million fraud trial of his father, former President Trump, and whether he illegally inflated his assets. There's also an ongoing trial in Colorado aimed at keeping Trump off the ballot in 2024, citing the 14th Amendment that disqualifies someone who engages in an insurrection. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's largest utility companies say they plan to end using coal as a fuel source sooner than they had expected. We Energies and the WEC Energy Group announced Tuesday they plan to stop using coal by the end of 2032. They had originally anticipated needing to use coal until 2035. They say they're moving up that date after they increased investments into renewable energy sources by over $1 billion. More teenagers are getting jobs in Wisconsin. The number of young people applying for work permits went up by 27% between 2019 and last year. That represents more than 37,000 workers. Republican lawmakers are trying to eliminate work permits. They say they're an unnecessary burden. On the other hand, fees from work permits pay for enforcing labor standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 38. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to about 27. Daytime highs approaching 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 20.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Okay.
See, Mino, what happens is I cue you and he's still talking.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. Yeah, so. All right. I'm sorry. I was talking to our guest.
Hey, welcome back. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. We cannot control inflation and skyrocketing prices, but there's something that can be done at home. Dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors could have them installed in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. They are phenomenal. Check them out.
We love Pella. We also love this community because of all the nonprofits, all the good things we do. We just had Shannon in here from the New Community Shelter talking about their big fundraiser to help the homeless in the community. And our next guest has been helping this community for a lot of years, and we know each other. And Rebecca is the executive director now with the Red Cross. And that's got to be interesting.
It is absolutely interesting, but it is one of the most rewarding opportunities.
And how are we doing? Because I know with COVID, we talked a little bit, you know, that blood donations maybe have gone down a little bit, right? Even though COVID wasn't through the blood, you know, it was more respiratory, but still people probably got a little bit, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, so. Absolutely. I mean, we weren't getting out in the community. We certainly didn't want to be close enough to people to be taking the blood, being around too many people. So it certainly zapped a lot of the momentum in giving blood. So we're trying to come back from that, even though we've been back out in the community for quite a while.
No, I actually heard something that in some places surgeries were being delayed because their supply was so low. Is that true?
Absolutely. They were delaying especially elective surgeries, but there were even some necessary surgeries that were having to be delayed until they had the blood to support the surgeries.
Incredible.
So we're going to make up for all that because this community is a giving community financially, time-wise, and blood, and we're going to do that. That is coming up on November 13th at Johnsonville Tailgate Zone, which is where a lot of us go if we don't have tickets. But it's just the parking there is great. The atmosphere there is fun. And you're doing your blood drive there on November 13th in conjunction with our Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely.
Tell us about that. So how does that all work?
We are so excited about this blood drive. The Packer blood drive is one of the largest blood drives that we have within the community. It goes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We've been doing this with the Packers for over a decade now. It is so fun in the fact that you're going to one of the greatest places on earth. Very easy to sign up. And the Packers are helping out by giving away some little trinkets and prizes for those who come in to donate. Free pie from the Metro Market as well.
It's not pumpkin, is it?
You and I have to talk about that.
Pumpkin
is right up there with one of my favorites.
It is. And most people, the survey showed, Rebecca, you don't even have to, justify it. Johnny was, way off on that.
I was pummeled on this
one. I have to give you one.
He's usually pretty right.
My grandmother's pumpkin pie was only with pumpkin.
Really? Okay, there you go. No, that I'll take. But when it's squash and people call it pumpkin pie, it's like, how can you not like pumpkin? I like pumpkin, but yours is squash.
Yeah. Okay.
Just saying.
Let's get back to the blood.
Okay. There's pie with this blood drive, and this is on Monday. So this is coming up, right? It's a week from Monday that we're going to be at the Johnsonville Tailgate Zone. What about, you want appointments or can you walk in or tell me about the process?
It's always easier with appointments, but we absolutely will not turn anyone away on the walk-ins. If they want to schedule an appointment, it is extremely easy. RedCrossBlood.org.
How long does it take to give?
It takes about a total of an hour.
Okay.
By the time you come in, go through the short background. Really, the actual donation pull part, 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Just
what did it take, a pint? Quart? I don't know.
A pint.
Pint.
Mm-hmm. And then you get to have some snacks. Gallon? Relax. Yeah, a gallon. Yeah. Maybe from you we'll take a gallon.
But when
yeah.
you get when you yeah. get those people that donate all those gallons, that's a lot of pints.
It is, you know what I'm saying? A when lot. They,
it, sometimes, it, you know, it, it,
I know,
it,
a pint just doesn't seem like a lot.
It didn't, nor should it be, because it gets replenished. But no, you don't take more than that. You don't want to get lightheaded or anything. But, you know, it, people sometimes, maybe this is, it's sometimes in the paper, they'll get these awards for, like,
oh, yeah,
what,
you see it on
gallon?
License plates. They get right. the license plate holder, like, yes. 100 gallons or whatever.
Well, it's not 100. Nobody ever got 100.
Yeah, they do.
No,
I've
they
seen,
don't.
I've seen it. I saw it on the guy's car. He had the license plate said 100 gallon donor.
He must have been 110. He was whatever.
He was, he was grizzled.
It's usually 10. But anyway, all right, Johnny. Well,
I would
back
give,
to Rebecca.
I bet you I could give 10 gallons
back to
this
Rebecca.
Year.
I no. think we have a challenge.
Yeah, oh. No, you can't do that, Johnny, in a year. You can't.
I could do it.
There's rules. One of the things I want to caution.
That's 80 pints, John, just so you're
John,
aware of the math
you
on 80 that.
And you can't go once a week. How often, Rebecca?
Oh, not even that. About every 56 days.
Oh. Okay. Well, could you do this? Could you take out like half a quart each time?
No, they can't. She just told
Why?
You. It's a pint because that's the rules.
All right.
I want to speak of rules, though, Rebecca, because
I
want
to break the record. I want to set a new record.
Yeah, just... Okay.
What?
I'm not even sure
well,
you
you're
going to
take... start being on the blood call hotline.
Okay.
No, I just, we got some checks.
I want to have my picture up in by a surgery room and it said, hey, enjoy your blood from John Mino.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got Mino's blood coming in here.
Yeah, that they're already scared going into surgery. Well, no, right. We'll leave that alone. Rebecca, though, the people, when they come in to
this
donate
blood.
Smells blood,
like vodka.
What they come in, they need to bring an ID.
Absolutely.
And that's like, you guys do not waffle on that.
Nope.
Did you hear my story? That lady, now she passed away. She was great. She was 100 and some years old. She was like the gatekeeper for the Red Cross. And we had a blood drive in City Hall on second floor, which is where my office was. And I went down there to give blood. And I'm like, oh, give blood, Jim Schmidt. Huh? Yeah, bye. Okay, you got an ID? And I'm like, no, I don't.
Got
and
a bumper she, sticker?
She goes, yeah, and
got a vest.
Got a vest.
No, don't get
look
this.
Look at this. It says it already.
No, it was one of those
Green
things.
Bay.
Johnny, you've been to my
policies,
office.
Policies.
You've been to my office. I said, that's my picture on the wall. Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt, my picture on there. And then it was the same time there was a magazine. And I showed her that, and she wouldn't let me in there. And I must have left it at home. One of those things, you're late to work or something. And I did have, so I couldn't give blood.
Your picture was on the wall.
And look, it's no secret. It was in City Hall. I mean, everybody there. And she was like, no, those are our rules. And
now that's a great volunteer.
Wow.
And I saw her at her 100th birthday party. And she thought that was like really funny. She remembered that. Oh, I didn't let you give blood because you didn't have your
funny.
ID. And so anyway, I just want to advise our listeners who are going to come, and they should come to this. This is a great, we need blood. I mean, oh. Right? I mean, you can explain that, but they have to bring an ID is what I was saying.
You do need to bring an ID. They go through some, almost like a mini physical, just make sure that you're in good shape, ask some questions regarding some of the history, just making sure that we're not going to take a gallon of blood from John and
right.
end up.
I would give it. I'm serious. I would give a gallon.
And then you're monitored very closely during that time. And then you get some cookies.
Right.
Okay.
And pie.
Okay.
And pie.
Okay. Can I read something?
Oh, man. Okay, what?
Todd, give me a breaking news thing.
Beep, 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 beep.
That's okay. We interrupt this program to bring you this special announcement. Lodi, Wisconsin. Brad Marter of Lodi will officially reach a milestone of 100 gallons of donated blood on Thursday, March 16th at 10:30 a.m. at the American Red Cross Madison Blood Donation Center, 4860 Sheboygan Road. Once again, Brad Marter of Lodi will officially reach a milestone of 100 gallons of donated blood.
Okay,
we got that text from a listener. She sent the website.
Can we look up the age on this channel?
Yeah,
I can find out.
The other thing, Todd, while you're at it, get Mr. Lodi, not Mr. Lodi, but
Marter.
Marter. Well, that's fine. I want to get him as a guest. That is incredible.
Love that.
That is
Let me
incredible.
Know when you have him as a guest.
I will.
Absolutely.
I'll bring you in. We'll give him an award or something. I mean, if you look at 56 days divided, that's just a pint. I mean, do the math. That guy is...
Do the math, Jim.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hey, you there with your little Harvard cup. Do the math. Go ahead. Come on.
We're
more
theory.
You're dropping the H-bomb here. Go ahead,
Jim. We're more theory, John.
Oh, okay.
So where does the blood... How's it used? Is it used local? Does it get shipped out? Is it used for research? What tell me about if you donate your pint of blood.
Nope, not used for research. Used wherever it's needed. It only has a shelf life of about 42 days. So this is why the need is constant. So whenever we're bringing blood in, it is going out and being used as quickly as possible.
What's the universal?
Universal O. Is O.
Oh, totally O. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why O is usually what you're looking for the most.
But those of us who have AB, which is the rarest.
Mm-hmm. You get the rarest?
I do. But wow. But isn't that's universal recipients, universal donors. And that's why you like O, because that can go
to anyone.
Right. So that's, correct. Is that you know?
I have no idea what mine is.
And we'll none look that whatsoever. Up for you. We will whatsoever. Check that. You don't need to know that to go in.
No, okay. No.
But you know, I want to make the point that every 2 seconds, somebody needs blood. Every 2 seconds. And when we talk about a shelf life of 42 days,
wow.
This is why we are in constant need.
If there was like a valve replacement on your heart, how many gallons of blood or how many pints of blood do you think somebody would use?
I can't answer that. A lot, though, I can certainly find out and get back to you on that.
We'll talk to Leonard or, no, Brad.
We got to get a surgical nurse on. They know. Surgical nurses know all everything. That stuff.
They
don't
do.
Don't they, though?
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah. Because I think that put in perspective how much they go through.
How much blood we need.
Right.
That, all right. The bottom line is whether it's 6 pints or... One, we need blood.
Absolutely.
And we're rebuilding that in this partnership with the Packers at Lambeau. And people can get in the groove of this again. Maybe they took a year or two off.
For
you know
sure.
What I mean?
Come back.
Right. And we want to get back. We can get your card going again. We keep track. Or you keep track. You know. And you guys are so friendly. And there's no pain in that. You guys are really, you're better than some of the people I've gone to over at the hospital. I mean, you're just... Like, there's never any bruises. Sometimes they get those new kids, you know, and they kind of miss a couple times. And, there might be a little bruise tomorrow. You get there, it's like black. It's like, whoa. So that doesn't happen with you. I always thought you guys were so friendly.
That's
and
great to hear.
It is. I love it. I'm a donor, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Actually, I used to be on some kind of a list where I would get calls.
Yes.
They'd say, hey, we've got kind of an emergency or something. Would you be willing to come down? And
if you're going to be willing to give 100 gallons, you are going to be on
well,
that
what I was
list.
Doing then is
he's on
I
a
was,
lot of lists.
What I was doing is I was just taking a jug, and I was doing it at home and dropping it off.
I'm sure that was completely safe.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to know what we did with that blood.
I don't know.
The goal on the 13th is 340 gallons.
340
I'm sorry, gallons. 340 donations.
Oh, okay.
Now you got me going on gallons.
Yes.
So let's get in there and fill that up.
340 pints. People.
People.
Do you
donations.
Still get like orange juice and cookies when you're done?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's always been a standard, hasn't it?
That's how we lure you in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the friendly service, too. So it's Monday. We're doing this on Monday. I want everybody to show up at Lambeau Field. There's some great prizes the Packers have donated. Great customer service, easy parking. You should really call and get an appointment, redcrossblood.org. If you can't do that, you can still show up, go with your spouse, your friends. This is a great cause, and we need blood now more than ever. So, please show up, Red
I've
Cross.
I've got really dark blood. Does that mean anything? It's like burgundy.
You think that vodka would have thinned it out.
I know, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Must be the Merlot.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I think that's what it is.
Is there a little testing just to make sure, like, do...
It's not diluted.
I can't... Okay.
All right, drop it.
I'm not sure I would...
Rebecca Rockhill, Executive Director, Red Cross Blood Drive with the Packers coming up on Monday, correcto?
That's correct.
Phenomenal.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. free parking and prizes.
Nice. We're going to try to be there.
Thanks for what you're doing, Rebecca.
Thank you very much. Right. You're awesome.
Thank you all for having us.
You bet.
See you on Monday.
Great what you do.
The 13th.
We come back. Ryan's going to be joining us from Midwest Restoration. We got a lot to talk about, including some comments from some of our listeners about how much they've helped them on different things.
You guys are great.
And a local fire caused by something that they talk about to prevent. We'll be back with Ryan from Midwest Restoration right after this.
Thank you. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. EW.
Got this text here. I donate regularly by a listener. My daughter needed 8 transfusions a few years ago.
Wow.
Tell mine he can go with me on the 11th for his virgin donation. There's an appointment open after mine. I've given it before. I've given it a couple of times. I really did. But then after I made my trip to the Middle East, they said you couldn't give it for like 5 years or something. So I kind of got out of it.
No, not but it's not the 11th. It's the 13th.
Or the 13th? Okay.
It's the 13th. I just want to say it's Monday the 13th.
Monday the 13th.
That's when we're doing this.
Okay. I've got this text. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I
got this text from Mary, who's a big listener of ours. Wonderful lady. Tremendous lady. She said, my day starts out so much better listening to you and Jim. You two are so entertaining, but also educational. Thanks to the gentleman from Midwest Restoration. I unplugged all of my battery chargers and installed a water sensor in the basement. Score. How cool is that?
Wow.
And then we got this one, this article that was just in the paper. Lithium battery causes fire call to DePere Middle School. Exactly what Ryan was talking to us about last week. Batteries.
It really
happens. I
unplugged
all of mine. I said, let's charge them up and then just unplug them. You know, keep the full charge. The charge will stay.
Yep.
And Ryan, I know you're the guest. We'll let you talk. But I just want to say that we went out and bought that detector.
Yep.
That you talked about.
We had numerous texts. A lot of people are like, we're buying these. We've never heard of these before.
Went out and bought them. I just want to say my wife is like, you know, she went out and got one. So, yeah, thanks for that.
No,
that
whenever we can save someone, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 by a simple purchase of $20.
Right.
It's our job to the community to just say, let's do this, guys.
It's awesome. But,
I do have one more tip of the day here for restoration real quick. And I know that I'm going to get 6 to 8 calls this week. Go turn off your outdoor water spigots. Turn your shutoffs on. Go buy the $6 insulated cover because those pipes burst first, right? We live in a climate, guys, that is literally vicious. And anything outside, anything to do with water, those pipes go first. It floods your basement in less than 20 minutes. Go out there. Turn your shutoffs on today and get the hoses disconnected. Go get your covers and prevent us having to come out and help you guys out, okay?
Do they still encourage people to drain it first, have the water on, and then turn the shutoff valve?
Correct. Yep. Get all the water out of it. We're going to be facing these climates now where everything's starting to freeze. Go drain them. Go get the $6 insulated covers, especially with the older homes, and just prevent the loss from happening.
Does it do any good to insulate on the inside, the pipes on the inside, once they're inside the basement, or no?
Most people have an insulation on their sill in the basement. But if you don't, it ain't going to hurt it for sure. Most of the time, if the water's drained, you're not going to have an issue. But that being said, just remind yourself, go do that today. Go knock it out.
That's great advice. Because
it's 28 degrees, or it's 27 degrees right now.
Yeah.
Here.
It's going to happen this week. Literally, we're gonna visit 6 to 8 people for sure, just from that incident.
So I had that happen. It was in my garage. The pipe just burst, and the guy came over and rewelded it and stuff. But yeah, that was an expense we could have avoided.
When I was in real estate, the furnace went out in a place, and I was showing this house. And if people want to know the power of frozen water.
Oh man,
these mm-hmm. copper pipes, it's like you took a razor blade
and cut it.
Just slid it right down the middle.
It's
just
amazing.
Crazy what water can do.
We always have to keep those pipes for the insurance companies, so it's like we have a box of them, guys. Yeah. And it's an everyday thing in Wisconsin. It happens.
And another thing that happened then was all the toilet water froze, so all the porcelain then mm-hmm. cracked. So yeah. they had all new toilets and everything, mm-hmm. and toilet tank.
That's interesting, and I think that's a good point, Johnny, that the power of water, period. I yep. mean, yeah, but the power of frozen water, I mean, that metal is, or that's not metal, it's copper. But, I mean, it's amazing what it can do. The damage it can do, and to prevent that for $6 is, why not?
20 minutes of that pipe going off in your basement is going to cost $3,000 to $6,000 in damage. And one of the biggest headaches you're ever going to go through. Yeah. So if we can avoid it, guys, avoid it.
All right.
And
great
what people
advice.
Don't realize sometimes is, well, let's just turn the heat up then. Let's get well, that just causes more problems because then it all of a sudden unloads.
Yeah. All right. Great advice. And then just let's reiterate that water heater detector.
Yeah. No, it's literally, did you get the Wi-Fi one that goes right to your phone? Because that is literally one of the best devices. It's going to allow you to catch it before you come home and everything in your basement is destroyed. It's the water heaters every 10 years, those guys, they break. Okay. If you start to see a ton of rust at the bottom of your water heater, guess what? Go spend the $500 it's going to cost to replace it now and save yourself $6,000 to $8,000 down the road. It's part of maintenance of a home.
Right.
Do the right thing. The water detector is gonna instantly alert you. It's gonna get you there faster. You're still gonna have an issue, but the water detector is gonna save that issue and save thousands on it.
One thing I want to ask you about though with the sump pump. I know some people up in Suamico where they run almost continually mm-hmm. and they burn out. Isn't there some kind of a because like if they're in Hawaii and they get a my sump pump failed. It's yep. But isn't there something as a backup? Can you get like a backup sump pump that kicks in automatically or no?
Here, that is definitely an option. But here's the problem with the backup. Okay, you're only going to have between an hour and a 3 hour run span on that battery backup, right? Mm-hmm. If a house is running continuously, I would highly recommend you get a generator and you get a second backup on that generator, just so that if you're going to prevent it. If you're going to get a battery one where you know your pump is running nonstop, you're only going to get six hours on that battery, okay? And then it's done. It's still going to flood. So get a generator, get the real deal hooked up, and save your home.
And let's not forget that, you guys do a lot of fire smoke damage, too, and that this weekend when we change our clocks is the time to check your smoke detectors, right?
Always with the batteries. This is the sure reminder every year, daylight savings. Go ahead, get those batteries changed.
Right.
You got to text your faucet cover. I'm on it. Thank you. Now I just need to find the water turnoff thingy. And that is true, though, because sometimes you never know where those are going to be.
Oh, and if it's tight, do not keep pushing. If it's tight, spray some WD on there and then turn it off, okay? Because otherwise you're going to break your own pipe. You got to call me regardless.
Good stuff. One last thing, that thing with DePere Middle School where they had the lithium battery scare type thing. I mean, just one more time. Lithium batteries can be very dangerous.
Yep. The things that look like they're supposed to be plugged in 24/7, it has nice little convenient holders for it. The problem with it is, guys, is the technology just still isn't quite there to keep them plugged in all the time. Years down the road, this will be fixed, but right now it is a massive problem and people just are unaware of it. So keep your family safe, keep your kids safe, keep your business safe. Unplug them.
Unplug those and check the batteries this weekend. Let's just remind people again that smoke damage, the fire damage. So check the batteries in your smoke detectors and great advice on the covers for your spigots.
Thanks for all you can do for the community.
Yeah, this is awesome. You guys are the best.
When do you want to get going?
With the pythons?
Yeah.
Next week?
I'm going to follow Coin's lead on that, literally.
Okay.
I'm going to text you right away.
Let me know. Okay.
So, yeah. Yep.
Jim, are you in? Because Todd's in.
Yeah.
You're in, right?
Send pictures.
What? We're going after the pythons.
Yeah, they're going down.
Tell the
Red Cross to follow
Coin,
us.
Coin, Ryan, and myself, and we're all going to have cool pictures of us standing with our shirts off, tattooed.
Tell the Red Cross to follow us. They can just jump in and they
you're going to need that.
Yeah.
Now, Rebecca and Todd and I are going to hold the fort down.
All right. Hey, everybody, thank you very much. It's been a really, really fun day.
It's a great
show.
All
the folks that stopped by, all the folks that listened in, thank you so very much. Mino and the Mayor, back tomorrow morning. See ya.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.